Good afternoon at 12 noon. Rusty, 74 degrees and at least no rain yet for
no
the county
No rain
fair.
Yet. Get out and enjoy it because those clouds will be increasing. Rain chances pick up late.
This year's Sheboygan County Fair getting underway at this hour in Plymouth, running through Labor Day. Fairest of the Fair, Daniel Navas, says one of the new attractions this year includes rodeo-style competitions. That'll be Sunday evening in front of the grandstand.
The bull riding and barrel racing is the two most exciting, in my opinion, parts of a rodeo. As a part of that, they're also having a mutton busting competition for the kids, so little kids can ride a sheep.
Other new attractions include a numberjill show and an amateur wine and beer competition, but all the regulars will be there too. Rides, food, and 4-H exhibits at the fairgrounds.
The Pottawatomie Tribe might lose almost 2,000 slot machines at its casino in Milwaukee if it keeps refusing to pay its annual fee to the state. That is according to letters obtained by the Journal Sentinel. It reports that Pottawatomie Chairman Gus Frank told Governor Scott Walker that the tribe's estimated $25 million annual fee is paid in exchange for not allowing any other casinos within 50 miles. Frank reportedly wrote that if Walker approves the Menominee Tribe's Hard Rock Casino in Kenosha, the Pottawatomie's fee would amount to an illegal tax. The letter was written on July 9th, 2 weeks later. Walker's special attorney Lance Boldry said if the Pottawatomie wins its case, additional gaming approved in 2003 by former Governor Jim Doyle would be voided.
Meanwhile, Governor Scott Walker says the Pottawatomie Tribe's decision to withhold that payment over the proposed casino underscores the importance of his decision on this project. He says the state stands to lose more than $25 million the tribe is currently refusing to pay.
It's pretty clear, I think, by the memo we put out and the information about the payment being withheld, that we're very concerned that if, because of the compacts, that the state could have a sizable hole to fill in, not just with this current payment, but potentially with about $100 million or more, depending on the outcome there, that could be lost in state revenues going forward.
Walker says he'll take as much time as possible to make sure the state won't be hurt by his decision for or against the Kenosha Casino. He's got till the middle of February to make the decision.
Al-Qaeda is openly plotting attacks on major targets in the U.S. A new English-language magazine called Palestine Betrayal of the Guilty Conscious Al-Malahem is calling for Muslims to bomb nightclubs in Las Vegas, the Georgia Military College, and the U.S. Air Force Academy in Colorado Springs. The threat comes as U.S. intelligence is investigating the increased chances of a terror attack on American soil carried out by the terrorist group ISIS.
Person of interest in a Dodge County murder case has ties with the Oshkosh area. Oshkosh police now working with Dodge County investigators in investigating the death of 43-year-old Michael Solar in the town of Fox Lake. Police said he met the 37-year-old woman, who is apparently the person of interest, online, picked her up on Sunday, August 17th. They also learned she's the mother of four children. Solar's landlord found his body last Sunday. Solar lived in the apartment alone.
In local news, a Sheboygan man won't be running around free on signature bond this time. 31-year-old David Peters was sentenced this week on drug charges stemming from a bust last November. He was sentenced this week by Judge Timothy Van Akron to 5 years in prison to be followed by 3 years on extended supervision. When he was arrested, Peters was free on signature bond in three previous cases. Peters was under surveillance last November when officers stopped a car he was in, which was returning from Milwaukee, where he had gone to purchase heroin. He had sold heroin and prescription pills to an undercover officer on at least three previous occasions prior to his arrest.
A man in Milwaukee convicted of a deadly shooting at a George Webb restaurant asking for leniency yesterday, just minutes before he was sentenced. DeLorean Bryson cited his five children during his apology.
I'm sorry that my children have to go through the situation for what I've done. I'm sorry the fact that you have to sit in this court along with my lawyer and the DAs, police officers, the news, have to sit in here for my action for what I've done.
But the judge wasn't buying it.
You have children. You've expressed sorrow that you can't be with your children. And the response to that, unfortunately, is you can't ask me to give you any credit for being a father unless you're acting like a father.
Bryson was then sentenced to 42 years in prison.
The attorney for a man who left his concealed carry weapon at an amusement park in Door County says his client should not be charged. Derek Grillert has more.
Sheriffs in Door County initially decided not to charge Gerald Hitchler after he left his loaded gun in a bathroom at an amusement park. But when they realized his wife had a similar incident in Brookfield, They reopened the case. Tom Grieve is representing the couple. He says what Gerald did is not criminal.
Our justice system is based off what did happen, not what could have happened, and that's the emphasis here.
Grieve says people should not be convicted based on the potential of something happening. Gun rights advocates agree the man shouldn't be charged while recognizing what he did was careless.
For WHBL News, I'm Eric Griller.
And researchers in Chicago have begun tripping seniors on purpose, and it's no joke. We get more on the story from Jeff Manasso.
Falls for older adults, it's the leading cause of injury and costs $30 billion every year to treat.
I've fallen, and I can't get up.
But now researchers at the University of Illinois are testing a new approach by tripping seniors on purpose, using a lab-built walkway that causes people to trip as if they're stepping on banana peels. Researchers say the deliberate tripping helps build seniors' subconscious memory, teaching them how not to fall in real-life scenarios. Scientists are also testing a similar approach with computerized tripping treadmills that may be in a doctor's office near you soon, teaching people how to avoid falling. In Chicago, Jeff Manasso, Fox News Radio.
Quick forecast, dry today, but rain chances pick up tonight and through the weekend.
Currently, we're at 74 degrees at 12:06.